So I was hitchhiking in Maine, and I was trying to go to Bar Harbor to visit a friend. And I was going along Route 1. I could have done 95, but I decided Route 1 would have been more scenic. And I got picked up by a middle-aged man. He was pretty, really fat. And I started talking to him, and he said he picked me up because I reminded him of one of his kids. He had two kids. They were in school, a boy and a girl, and I was around their age. And if you've never been hitchhiking before, one of the interesting things is people immediately confide in you because it's instantaneously a relationship of trust. And he was driving a small sedan, and he told me that the week prior he had gotten into a really terrible accident. He was driving his wife's car, and what had happened the week prior, he was just stopped at a red light, and someone just went right into the back of him and broke the axle, completely destroyed the car. You know, and I was, you know, he was obviously a little shook up. You know, it's hard to drive after you've been in an accident. And we were still going along one. We were going along north, and he was headed to baseball practice. You know, now that his children were gone, he had a little bit more free time. He was concerned with his body, and he wanted to spend time with his friends. And we got to the light in which he needed to take the left, but I needed to keep going straight. And it was on top of a hill, because one is not a traditional highway. It's still very curvy, and there's a lot of lights and a lot of blind spots. So he said, I'm just going to pull in to the right into this diner so I can drop you off. And I get out of the car. I get my pack on, and we say our goodbyes. And as he's pulling out of the parking lot, someone is speeding over the hill and just smashes right into the side of him and whirls him around such that he hits the back of his car, hits the front of the car in the other lane. And thankfully, everyone was okay. It wasn't that high speed, such that anyone was injured. He was able to get out of the car. But I couldn't help but feel somewhat responsible for this. He would have never been in this place had I not been there. But I was never really able to ask him about this. You know, am I at fault? Because, it was a coincidence. There was a cop that was at that light and immediately turned on his flashers. And cops are not generally friendly to hitchhikers. And I was sort of out of the picture. I couldn't really do anything for him. So I just kept walking north and picked up another ride. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.